Hi. This week the question is, what has Islam done for Boston? On April 15, 2013, a bombing occurred at the end of the running of the Boston Marathon race. The Associated Press released this report, quote, "Two bombs exploded about 10 seconds and 100 yards apart at about 2:50 p.m. Monday in Boston's Copley Square near the finish line of the marathon. An 8-year-old boy, a 29-year-old woman, and a 23-year-old graduate student from China were killed, and more than 180 people were wounded," end quote. Well, the bombers turned out to be two brothers from Chechnya. Their religion was Islam. And once again, Americans have been introduced to the violent religion of Islam. Now, our question is, what has Islam done for Boston? Well, let's see if we can answer this question. First of all, has Islam made Boston a safer place to live? Well, no, of course not. Innocent people were senselessly killed and maimed as a result of devout followers of Muhammad. Second, has Islam brought people closer to God? Well, no. If any of the people killed or maimed were sinners, they were not offered any opportunity to reform their lives and make things right with God. Instead, Islam kills people and sends them to their eternal reward without any opportunity to be saved. Islam does this because Islam believes in absolute predestination. They believe God predestines every single event which occurs. Some Calvinists believe this also. The hatred that Muslims have for non-Muslims is a hatred which God Himself supposedly created. The terrorism and killing done by Muslims is supposedly pre-planned and designed by God Himself. The non-Muslims and their lifestyles, which makes the Muslims so angry, was also created by God. Every atrocity, every evil, every wicked deed, all of it was created, pre-planned, and determined by God Himself according to Islam and according to some Calvinists. Well, third, has Islam made life better for the Muslim people? Well, no. Suicide bombers and Islamic warriors ruin their own lives, and when they die, they are not ushered directly into paradise surrounded by 70 virgins. They find themselves face to face with God in judgment for what they have done. In summary, the Islam religion is a false religion which brings misery and destruction to those who believe and practice this religion and to those who do not practice it. The only true hope in this world is the life which the Lord Jesus Christ taught, exemplified, and propagated. First, Jesus is the only Savior. There is no other Savior. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This means no one can be saved apart from Jesus and His teachings. No Muslim can be saved unless he renounces his religion and becomes a Christian. No Jew can be saved unless he renounces his religion and becomes a Christian. No Hindu or Buddhist can be saved unless he renounces his religion and becomes a Christian. No member of any man-made denomination, none, can be saved unless he renounces his religion and becomes a Christian. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14 through 18, the Bible says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers." Verse 17, "Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Number two, Jesus makes life better for everyone. When Jesus lived on the earth, he did not fight and kill. He did not train terrorists. He did not teach terrorism. He taught men to love even their enemies, Matthew 5, verse 44. He taught men to pray for those who hurt them, Matthew 5, verse 44. He himself healed even those who hated him, Luke 22, verse 51. Jesus had compassion on people and helped them in their situations, Matthew 9, verse 36. And he taught his followers to do all of this. Number three, Jesus brings the hope of eternal salvation to everyone. Not everyone will accept the Lord's offer for salvation, but the offer is made to save them nonetheless. In 2 Peter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If people are not saved, according to Jesus, it is because of their own sins and because they themselves refuse to accept the invitation to be saved from their sins. Matthew 23:37. The Islamic religion does not offer forgiveness. It does not offer salvation to those who've made poor choices and wish to turn around. Islam is a heartless, evil, and terrifying religion which ruins the lives of all involved in it. Jesus and his teachings alone offer genuine hope and compassion and love. If everyone lived as Jesus instructed, there'd be no violence. There would be no divorce and cheating. There would be no dishonesty. There would be no laziness and mooching. There'd be no need for locks on doors, prisons, policemen, or soldiers. One day, the Lord is going to come again. Acts 1, verse 11. He will sit on his throne and judge everyone for what they have done, whether it be good or evil. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. Only those who have heard his teachings and obeyed him will be properly prepared and ready to go to heaven. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Won't you consider what Islam has done for Boston, and then consider what Jesus has done for the world? In John 3, verse 16, the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.